Now I have Councillor John Lyons on the phone now. Good morning to you, John. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can indeed, yeah.
Okay. Now, before I talk about the recent protests about the water meters, I just have to preface it by saying that we tried to get in touch with the water board, Irish Water, actually, and there was no one available to talk to us. So there you go.
Okay.
And also they did, about what happened last week, a spokesperson for them said in a statement that allegations of an injury to a member of the public are a matter for an investigation by an Garda Síochána, and Irish Water are currently examining video footage from this morning, which will be supplied by the Garda. So I'm just curious whether you are videoing it. I don't know. Anyway, can you give us an outline of what happened there last week in Needmore?
Sure, yeah. For the past 3 weeks, residents and supporters on Congaree Drive in Cameron Park have been peacefully resisting the installation of the water meters, which were being carried out by contractors for Irish Water, GMC Sierra, the company owned by the multi-billionaire tax exile Dennis O'Brien. And so for 2.5 weeks, there was a standoff. And unfortunately, last week, the protesters came along one morning to find that there was a heavy Garda presence alongside the contractor. And I looked to any sane person as if the police were there to ensure that the contractors forcibly installed the water meters. Mm-hmm. So it was a shock to people there in the morning.
Yeah, it seems to be a sporadic where the guards turn up, because in another state I actually saw that protest, not on the particular day when the guards were there, but I'd been driving backwards and forwards and I didn't see any guards there, so they must have got a heads up on what was happening. But I've seen them in other areas where I haven't seen guards around, and in Raheny then the guards turn up, so it's quite sporadic when they turn up, and you wonder what's going on in that sense.
Well, indeed. Like, on the morning, I turned up at about 9 a.m. and
did you know the Garda were going to be there, for instance?
No, not at all. And we couldn't elicit any information. And I, as a local councillor, tried to engage with the Gardaí on the scene, but not one of them was willing to speak to me. So I rang Coolock Garda Station and asked for the most senior officer on duty, who turned out to be Inspector Pat Lee. Who unfortunately was in the meeting, but actually made it down to the scene about 40 minutes later, and he was able to liaise with myself and some of the residents, and we got a clearer picture of the understanding of why the Gardaí were there from their point of view.
But this was after the confrontation, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, it was. No, I wasn't there when actually the man in the wheelchair was injured, but there are photographs of the accident, and he was taken off by ambulance to Bowman Hospital because he took a seizure and was, you know, battered and bruised a fair bit. So I know that he's lodging a formal complaint.
There was a report on that in the national press. Did you get any information, for instance, on why a couple of the residents had their water cut off a couple of days previously?
Well, this is what lies behind the arrival of the Gardaí that morning. Was the fact that on the Tuesday of last week, the foreman for the contractors was pretty much telling us that unless his workers were allowed to install the water meters inside some of the houses who had the water cut off that very morning, that they wouldn't reconnect the water supply to three of the homes on the street. And we were pretty shocked by this position. So I rang Irish Water to ask if that was, in fact, their position, that they were using as leverage people's access to their own water supply so as to forcibly install water meters. They said it wasn't. So I went back to the foreman on site and he says, well, that's the position on the ground here today, which now I found shocking, to be honest, because a lot of elderly people live on that road, and I called into two of them in particular who were affected by the disconnection, and they were just very worried because they had no information as to when their water supply was going to be reconnected. So unfortunately, Noel, the contractors headed off. They clocked off at 4:45 that afternoon, having, pretty much stuck to their position and didn't reconnect the water supply. So luckily enough, one of the crew, one of the campaigners, the protesters, spotted two local plumbers and asked them if they would reconnect us, which they very kindly did.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and in fact, the plumbers themselves were shocked by it. They couldn't believe
strange
behaviour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they then reconnected the water supply. Did a very good job by all accounts.
Yeah.
I have an untrained eye when it comes to these things. So Inspector Padleahy then on the Thursday morning told me that the role of his officers on the morning was to ensure that the workers were allowed to officially reconnect the water supply to those three houses, because Irish Water are ultimately responsible for the water supply. So even if the local plumbers had done a good job, which they had done, the water had to be reconnected officially by the contractors, GMC Sierra.
I wonder... sorry, go on.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I was just going to... I was wondering what's the legal issue as far as people, these meter people going actually going past your gate. I know they can do a lot from outside, but actually going onto your property, and it is your property as well, what legal right they actually have. I mean, that has to be a debatable area.
Well, the Water Services Act, which introduces the water charges, has given Irish Water, which is just a quango that's swallowed up so much money so far, so much public money, money coming out of all of it, has given them extensive power, so they can go into an area, they can cause disruption, they can cut the water supply for a few hours, is what they state. They don't actually specify how many hours, but they most certainly cannot use their power to disconnect people's water as leverage so as to install a water meter when there's a peaceful protest against the installation of those water meters happening.
Yeah, I would imagine... I imagine it's only they only have the right to do something like turning off water if they're doing maintenance. I don't know about this crowd now, but people going in and doing that maintenance, it's happened to us in the area, the council let you know the water will be off for so many hours. That's fine.
That's right.
That's all legitimate. But what I'm saying is, apart from actually, as you say, legitimately turning off the water, but even having anything to do with it, unless it's maintenance, has to be illegal. I mean, they can only do all sorts of things. For instance, if you were paying for it and you owed them loads of money, then obviously it'd be a different kettle of fish. So surely there's some legal ramifications there. Has it been looked
into? Well, unfortunately, the Water Services Act, as I say, has given Irish Water extensive powers, and the installation of the water meters and causing disruption, digging up the pavement outside people's homes, is a part of that. And I think the only way, when it comes to the installation of the water meters, that we can stop it, and I think that's what we need to do as part of an overall strategy of forcing the government to abandon their plans to double charges for water from the 1st of October, part of that strategy has to be to deny, to delay as much as we can, and in as many areas as we can, the installation of the water meters. So they are, sadly, RTDs are legislators, but they're legislating in the interests of the rich and not in the interests of the ordinary man and woman, the working class.
Well, it's a pity that when we contacted them that we couldn't get anyone, that there was no one available to talk to us to give us their side of the story, because it would be very interesting to know why they turned off the water in the first place. I think there was two or three different people, and it was actually 2 days before, so the people sort of haphazardly were getting the water. So where do we go from here now, John, because you're with People Against Profit. People Before Profit. So where do we go from here as regards protests?
I think what we're seeing now right across the country, right across the north side, the south side of this city, you know, in Edenmore, Dunamead, Kilbarrack, Raheny, it's happening down the south side in Clondalkin and Kimmage. I know this week and last, residents are coming out when they get notification from Irish Water. They're coming out, they're holding street meetings, they're discussing what can we do. Most people are of the opinion that they want to stop the installation of the water meters and that they most certainly won't be paying for the water charges. So these protests are emerging sporadically right across the country organically. And we did see down in Cork that they actually had a major victory where in one estate they forced not only Irish Water contractors to stop the work of installing the water meters, but to actually take out six water meters that they'd actually managed to install and to leave the estate. So I think that just needs to happen in more and more parts of the country, in every parish and every townland, until the government know that the plan to install the 1.3 million metres over the next two and a half years would be nigh on impossible. But also that's a clear message to Fine Gael and to Labour in particular, that people just simply, this is the heel of the hunt of it now, simply do not have the money in their pockets, in their bank accounts, to cover another tax. And this is a double tax, because we pay for our water.
This is the misnomer
that's out there, actually, and I just want to knock it on the head.
Yeah,
the government party, senior ministers are always talking about we need to pay for water. We spend 1.2 billion a year comes out of our taxes each and every year to pay for the infrastructure, to treat the water, deliver it into each and every home. So we already pay for water. If they're going to charge us for water, and there's no subsequent decrease in our other taxes, then that's a double tax. So I think that's an important point to always repeat. You just mentioned
as well when you were talking there that Irish Water sends out notice when they're coming into the area. Obviously, that's why people are able to protest in different areas. But do you not need maybe? I mean, there's not a national demonstration until September. Is there so long in between? I mean, it's coming in pretty soon, and should it not be more concerted effort?
Well, I think what's happening is you're finding that people are going around their areas, not only because not every area is having to face contractors trying to install water meters. It's only happening in a small number of areas, but you would think it's happening all over the place because they seem to be focusing on the north side a good deal of late. But in other areas where the meters haven't been installed or haven't been attempted to be installed, people are going around their neighbours. They are with a petition to get them to sign it, to send a message to the government. They are collecting names and numbers so as that when the contractors for Irish Water do turn up, that there is an organisation, a network of residents in each and every area who can be mobilised fairly quickly to stop them. But also, I think it takes time because we don't have the organisation of, you know, the trade union movements in general, even though we have the support of Unite and Mandate, but we don't have the money or the infrastructure in place to build a major demonstration in a short period of time because we just don't have those kind of networks.
Yeah.
Those networks are now been built up and they will take over the summer, I think. They will grow, and by the 20th of September, I think we'll have a major demonstration on our hands.
Yeah. Just to go back to the Edenmore incident, just reading the press statement about the Inspector Leahy said that he let it be known that the role of his officers was there to facilitate Irish Water contractors to reconnect the water that he cut off in the first place. Did he categorically say that this wouldn't happen again, that the guards will not intervene as such unless there's a major upheaval?
Yeah, he was actually asked, you know, by a couple of other people on the street that morning, what is the role of the Gardaí in relation to peaceful protesters and contractors for Irish Water. And he says, we do not want to get involved on one side or the other. That's not our role. Our role is just to maintain the peace. So if you're looking at his words, he was saying that firstly he was brought onto that street, his officers were deployed onto that street under false pretense, and secondly that they will not, because it did look like political policing. The photographs that I took that morning of six members of Garda Síochána kind of inside a barrier as behind them four contractors for Irish Water installed a water meter, it looked reminiscent of something from Rossport over in Mayo, and the Shell to Sea campaign. But he clarified the position that that's not actually the case.
And are you doing monitoring around the city and stuff like that? Get people keeping in touch with you about what's happening and when they're going to be protesting?
Yeah, like there's many political forces and none involved in many of the areas. As I say, it's happening organically in many areas. But where we have people for profit members and other political forces involved too, we're all keeping in touch really via Facebook at the moment. There's a lot of notes of water meter pages set up by residents in the different areas. I know Swords has one, Clondalkin, Crumlin Kimmage, Edenmore, there's many of them, Dunamis and whatnot. So at the moment, that's how we're keeping in. There's a lot of information flowing all over Facebook.
Well, it goes without saying, John, that people should have the right to protest without that sort of carry on. So People Before Profit, Councillor, thank you very much for talking to us on the Ear FM today. And that's John Lyons.
No problem at all.
Thank you very much.